Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie reviewer Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So, movie theaters presumably continuing to open, but I'm not seeing a lot of movies being released into the theaters, Alice. That does seem to be true this weekend coming up.
Right. They have not had the success with the big one, with Tenet, that they thought. They just can't make enough money with the small crowds that are going. Mm-hmm. The problem is that it's just not being attended.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about some other movies that may be delayed in a few moments, but something did catch my eye that I thought was very interesting, and that is that returning to the screen at the age of 86 is the great Sophia Loren, and that's exciting news.
I think so, too. I really am surprised. Her last movie was 11 years ago.
Wow.
And she's being directed in this by her son, Eduardo. And it's a really serious-sounding movie with she's got a big part. She's a Holocaust survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie's been made before.
Oh.
But it had Simone Signoret in it, and it's called Momo. At that time, but now it's based on a novel by Romaine Gary.
I see.
And so this is not some kind of easy little cameo. This is big time acting.
Right, right. It's called The Life Ahead, and as you say, she plays a Holocaust survivor. And this is going to be a Netflix movie. This will not be coming out in the theaters, but I think Netflix probably ideal place for this to come out.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the audience for this is definitely a good one at home and streaming. And it's still a ways off. November 13th is the date, but you'll be hearing more about it. I'll tell you, the social media is such that it's astonishing the inanity of what you read sometime. And Sophia Loren had a birthday just in the past few days, and I read someone's Facebook comment on there and said, well, she was the Kim Kardashian of her day.
Oh, my word.
Can you believe that?
What an insult.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, a little more, I have to say, with all due respect to Kim Kardashian, a little more substance there with Sophia Loren.
It's so terrible.
Yeah, but so we're looking forward to that. So it's The Life Ahead, directed by her son, Eduardo Ponte. Of course, her longtime husband was Carlo Ponte, and he's passed away, I believe, at this point. But Eduardo is a director, and so that'll be coming out November 13th. Well, as we said, we're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie reviewer, and so they've tried to release some movies into the theaters. Tenet did pretty well, but not like, as you say, not as well as they hoped that it would. So looking like some of these other big movies that we've been looking forward to, unfortunately, in the fall, may be pushed back.
Even till next year.
Yeah.
Many of them, several have already been pushed, like, I don't know, some of them three times already. And that they've got, many of them are supposed to come out in December, but I don't know. It looks like many of those will be in 2021 after all.
Yeah. Well, what about the Christmas season, which is always so big? Are we going to have
Wonder Woman 1984? That movie was supposed to open on December 25th. That is the Christmas movie. Mm. But it did start. It was going to open in June, then it was going to open in August, then October, now December. I don't think, unless they have some big change in our health situation, I don't see the theaters doing enough business for those really expensive movies that they spend.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, some of them cost more than $200 million to make. So.
What, Wonder Woman 1984, did you say?
That's the name of it. Yes, it's set in that time.
Oh, okay. Well,
she had one. It's a sequel to the last one, which was in World War One, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that's, I remember that now. Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson is scheduled to come out November 6th, but there's some concern about that. That's one of the Marvel Comics movies.
Yes, and that means there's been a whole year without a Marvel comic movie
already. That.
And there's been one or two for every year for the last 20, so that's amazing.
Yeah. No Time to Die, which is supposed to be the last Daniel Craig appearance as James Bond, and the 25th Bond movie overall scheduled for November 20th, but there's a good deal of doubt about that one.
It was moved from April. I had on my schedule last spring that it was going to open in April, so it's been pushed. And that, again, is an extremely expensive movie to make, and they're going to have to have a better box office. These just don't work online. They just can't make them that
money. Sure. A couple, we're going to run out of time, but Coming to America, or Coming to America 2 is the way I would say it, with Eddie Murphy, the sequel to the 1988 original. There's a lot of excitement about that, but and that has not been delayed, but there's just some concern that it's not going to make it for the Christmas season.
No, it was, again, supposed to be a Christmas movie, and that was how it was sold. It's 32 years later, so I guess people have to wait a little longer.
Well, that's a totally new audience, it's not like you're going to be able to trade very much on that original audience. But
no, you've got a new generation or two, maybe.
Right, at least, yeah. Well, Alice, we'll hope for the best.
Okay.
And we'll
have better news.
And we'll continue to visit. So, Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
Okay.
Alice Reese, Errol Banner Movie Reviewer. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.